What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Leo Podcast, a podcast where we talk about finances, business, tech, and taboo subjects with the Latin American community and those that are willing to listen. I'm your host, Kevin Munoz, and in today's episode, we'll be covering step 4 of the 11-step guide to starting your own business. So go check out episode 26 and 28 for the first 3 steps covering market research, building a business plan, and financing your business. And if you like the full 11-step guide that I created covering everything that you need to know about starting your own business, then head on over to my Patreon. In today's episode, we'll be going over everything from researching the best place to locate your business to state and local taxes and more coming up right now. It's important to understand that your business location determines the taxes, the zoning laws, and the regulations that your business will be subject to. This is why you'll need a strategic decision about which state, city, and neighborhood you choose to start your business in. The first thing that you want to do is research the best place to locate your business. This is because you'll need to register your business, pay taxes, and get licenses and permits in the place that you choose to locate your business. Choosing where you're going to locate your business depends on the location of your target market, business partners, and personal preferences, but you should also consider the costs, the benefits, and the restrictions of different government agencies. You'll also want to factor in your business location when calculating startup costs. Think about the way different expenses might cost more or less depending on your location. There are costs that vary significantly by location, like standard salaries, minimum wage laws, property values, rental rates, business insurance rates, utilities, and government licenses and fees. If you plan on buying, renting, building, or to work out of a physical property for your business, make sure it conforms to local zoning requirements. Neighborhoods are generally zoned for either commercial or residential use. Zoning ordinances can restrict or entirely ban specific kinds of businesses from opening in an area. You might have fewer zoning restrictions if you base your business out of your home, but zoning ordinances can still apply to home-based businesses. Zoning laws are typically controlled at the local level, so be sure to check with your Department of City Planning or similar office to find out about the zoning laws in your area. You also need to consider the tax landscape for the state, county, and city. This is because income tax, sales tax, property tax, and corporate taxes can vary significantly from place to place. In fact, some states are well known for creating tax environments that are very friendly to certain kinds of companies. That's part of the reason why tech startups, financial institutions, and manufacturing tend to concentrate in certain areas of the country. If you need more information on this, then be sure to visit state and local government websites to find out what the tax landscape for your area looks like. You're listening to the Leo Podcast. I'm Kevin Munoz. This ad break is brought to you by yours truly. If you enjoy the show and are looking to further show your support, and if you already haven't done so, then head on over to patreon.com/latinamericaneo or my website latinamericaneo.org to join the growing Leo Podcast community and receive numerous benefits and bonus content for supporting your favorite podcast, because the learning doesn't stop with this episode. There's also some awesome merch on my website, everything from shirts to coffee mugs and tote bags. All info will be at the bottom of the show notes. Now let's get back to today's episode. Now, something that I highly recommend looking into is state and local government incentives. Some state and local governments offer special tax credits for small businesses. You might also find state-specific small business loans or other financial incentives. These incentive programs and benefits are often related to job creation, energy efficiency, urban redevelopment, and technology. You can find out more by visiting local SBA offices, small business development centers, women's business centers, and state and local government websites. If you're able to, then you should also look into tapping into federal government incentives. The federal government offers benefits to small businesses that contract with the government and are based in underutilized areas. You can check into the historically underutilized business zones, otherwise known as hub zone programs, to see if you qualify for preferential access to federal procurement opportunities. You might be surprised and end up qualifying for this. Now let's go over the key takeaways for today's episode. the first thing that you want to do is research the best place to locate your business. This is because you'll need to register your business, pay taxes, and get licenses and permits in the place that you choose to locate your business. Second key takeaway is that you'll also want to factor in your business location when calculating startup costs. Think about the way different expenses might cost more or less depending on your location. If you plan on buying, renting, building, or to work out of a physical property for your business, make sure it conforms to local zoning requirements. You also need to consider the tax landscape for the state, county, and city. This is because income tax, sales tax, and property tax, and even corporate taxes can vary significantly from place to place. Now, something I highly recommend looking into is state and local government incentives. Some state and local governments offer special tax credits for small businesses. You might also find state-specific small business loans or other financial incentives. You can check into the historically underutilized business zones, otherwise known as hub zone programs, to see if you qualify for preferential access to federal procurement opportunities. You might be surprised and end up qualifying for this. That's all for today's episode. I'm Kevin Munoz, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please give it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and a follow on Spotify. It helps me tremendously in order to bring more awareness and educational resources to our community. For more information and to stay up to date with what I'm doing, you can follow me on Instagram at LatinAmericaNail. And if you need more information or resources, you can visit my website, latinamericaneo.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This has been the Leo Podcast, and I'll see you next time. This podcast is not investment advice, and I am not a qualified, licensed investment advisor. All information on here, including any ideas, opinions, views, predictions, forecasts, commentaries, suggestions, or stock picks expressed or implied are for informational, entertainment, or educational purposes only and should not be construed as personal investment advice. Conduct your own due diligence or consult a licensed financial advisor or broker before making any and all investment decisions. Any investments, trades, speculations, or decisions made on the basis of any information found on this podcast, expressed or implied, are committed at your own risk, financial or otherwise.